A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.
All-day resource for critical breaking news, traffic and weather, and conversation about Utah's most important stories. Listen on the KSL News Radio app, sponsored by NAR Services, KSL FM Midvale, KSL Salt Lake City. Your voice, your vote. 7 days until election week. Get breaking updates and smart analysis on KSL News Radio, Utah's all-day companion for news.
This is the 5 o'clock report. I'm Jeff Kaplan, KSL's top story.
The hearings for Amy Coney Barrett.
In about 25 minutes, the Senate is expected to start its vote confirming Judge Amy Coney Barrett to the Supreme Court. Here's ABC's Andy Field with the latest.
As soon as she's confirmed and sworn in, a Justice Amy Coney Barrett will help decide several critical cases, including if the Affordable Care Act is constitutional and possibly if states should accept some mail-in ballots for the president who gave her the lifetime Supreme Court appointment. With Judge Barrett on the court, conservatives would have 6 seats, liberals 3.
This morning, Senator Mitt Romney was on the Senate floor saying the Supreme Court is one of the few institutions left in which a great majority of Americans still have confidence. And he says political divisiveness is making some turn to strange places for information.
Charges of fake news and claims that the press is the enemy of the people have so diminished the trust many Americans have in the media that they instead believe bizarre, anonymous conspiracy theories on the internet.
Romney says he believes the nominee, Judge Barrett, will be impartial based on her own previous statements. On the campaign trail, Joe Biden is talking about today's vote on Judge Barrett. Maria Chaleos is live at the KSL National News Desk.
Jeff, the Democratic presidential hopeful was asked by reporters this afternoon about the Republican attempt to stack the Supreme Court. This is what he had to say about adding members to what will become a 6-3 conservative majority.
I'm not a big fan of court packing. I'm not a big fan of saying we're just going to add X number of, but I'm going to listen.
Biden says a judicial commission should be put together to analyze what, if any, changes should take place in how the court functions. At a campaign rally in Pennsylvania this afternoon, President Trump continued to downplay the coronavirus pandemic.
But look, I mean, I got it and I'm here, right? I'm here.
The president saying his wife and son are also doing well. Meantime, the coronavirus numbers continue to go up across Europe. Here's the World Health Organization's emergencies chief, Dr. Mike Ryan, in Geneva.
There's no question that the European region is an epicenter for disease right now.
More than 225,000 Americans have now died from the virus. California today reporting a new milestone. Health officials say over 900,000 people in that state have now contracted COVID-19. Live from the KSL National News Desk, I'm Maria Chaleos, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time 5:03. Weber County elections officials say they're being flooded with calls worried about the safety of voting by mail. Your voice, your vote 2020. KSL's Lindsay Ertz reports from the elections desk.
County Clerk Ricky Hatch says they're getting hundreds of calls.
We usually have one or two full-time phone operators in Weber County to manage the calls. This year we're at 4 and we're still not being able to capture all of the calls real time.
He says he thinks people are calling because they've heard national messaging claiming widespread voter fraud and often see headlines of ballot problems stripped of context.
The bulk of the calls that we get that are accusational or very untrusting or tend to come from Republican voters who have heard this message and have concerns.
Hatch wants people to take solace in the history of the post office delivering mail and says if you want to be absolutely sure, take your ballot to a drop box. From the KSL Elections Desk, Lindsay Ertz, KSL News Radio.
KSL News Time 5:04. Prosecutors in Salt Lake County are charging a man accused of killing Sherry Black 10 years after her murder. Investigators say DNA labs and genealogists deserve a huge amount of credit. KSL News Radio's Paul Nelson has more.
Sherry Black was reportedly stabbed at least 20 times, so there was plenty of physical evidence left behind at the murder scene.
Fingerprints, a palm print, and DNA.
But Salt Lake County DA Sim Gill says it didn't match anything in their felony database. In 2016, lab technicians made a snapshot profile from that DNA. Genealogists made a family history, and that led police to investigate Adam Durbero. Gill says they were able to get a DNA sample from Durbero without him knowing. That matched, plus
his fingerprints and palm print matched the bloody fingerprints and palm print collected at the scene.
Paul Nelson, KSL News Radio.
Family members say they're grateful for the detectives and police agencies working to solve this case. Today, a landmark announcement from NASA. Actually, you could call it a moonmark announcement. There's water on the moon, even on the sunny parts of the moon.
NASA scientists say they've discovered water in sunny areas of the lunar surface. Ice has previously been recorded on the moon, but usually in darker, shady areas. The water was found in concentrations of a few hundred parts per million. By comparison, the Sahara Desert has about 100 times more water than what was detected on the moon, according to NASA. But the discovery raises a host of questions, such as how the water got there, but also how it remains on the arid, atmosphereless surface of the moon. Mark Remillard, ABC News.
Are we supposed to call it the Sahara Desert now? I don't know. KSL News Time 505. I know this is First Look Traffic on the 5 o'clock report. We're brought to you by Mountain America's free online and mobile banking tools. Here's Ricky Meese.
We had an earlier accident northbound I-15 right about 650 north in Clearfield, and that's all it took to jam up the drive for Davis County drivers. Your delays are back to the Kaysville Ponds. We do have a crash called out in West Valley, 3500 South, 3800 West, and a crash in Weber County northbound Wall Avenue at 18th Street. Ricky Meese in the KSL Traffic Center.
Thank you, Ricky. KSL News Time 505.
A stranger with a gun came upon two teens taking pictures under a rising full moon. But violence is only the beginning of this story.
Sometimes I thought, there are no miracles. Yeah, there are, and this is a big one.
I'm Amy Donaldson, and I've spent my career talking about how lives are undone by violence. The Letter is a podcast about how lives are remade. Follow The Letter at theletterpodcast.com or wherever you get your podcasts.